Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This week, I super sleuthed my way down to the theater to see the comedic thriller Spy. Susan Cooper is a frumper analyst for the CIA. When a mole within the organization leaks the identities of all their operatives, easily ignorable Cooper rises to the challenge and enters into the field to track down warlord fashionista Raina before she sells a nuclear bomb to the highest bidder. Will Cooper find her confidence? Will she break through the glass ceiling of spydom? And will Melissa McCarthy ever play something aside from an awkward cat lady whose fatness is pointed out at every turn? Spy is a slow burn, y'all. The first 20 minutes of the film had me questioning my choice. I thought, great, another underdog film that relies on self-deprecating and generally sexist humor where the hot macho man spies immediately discounts the little fat spy that could just because she ain't no size zero. And of course, girlfriend is in love with Jude Law, who only sees her as his reliable sidekick. However, about 45 minutes into the film, the story shifts. Melissa McCarthy wakes up and comes into her own. Suddenly, the movie delightfully turns on its heels and offers some fresh wit and exciting character development. And y'all, Rose Byrne kills it. And I normally hate her and her hair, y'all. Girl, you get my gay seal of approval. I call it my gill. With that, I give Spy 3.5 X's out of 5. Jason Statham as a testosterone rage-filled one-up in Spy might be one of my favorite things of life.